Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Welcome to Season 3 of The Last 24 Hours, and I'm excited to kick off this month with a celebration of my favorite holiday in the world, Halloween. If you're anything like me, Halloween is a month-long celebration that involves a lot of scary movies, Halloween-themed candy, and of course, dressing up. Unfortunately, COVID has literally made the past year and a half, well, almost 2 years now, into a real-life horror escape room that a lot of us cannot seem to get out of, keeping us out and away from enjoying anything remotely normal or fun. Having said that, who says we can't make the most of it while we're all inside this dark, scary COVID place? Sort of like making lemonades out of lemons, except our drink will have to be spiked with gin or rum or whatever poison you've been taking to help you survive and cope. For season 3, let's do something a little different, shall we? Get into the spooky Halloween spirit with The Last 24 Hours podcast by exploring true crime stories so freaky that they inspired some of the scariest horror movies in film history. Better yet, experience the stories through the eyes of the real-life characters without having to put yourself in danger, of course. In this season, we'll kick off some of our horror movie-inspired true crime episodes with a challenge or a question like, will you survive a serial killer killing spree, or can you identify who killed the victim? For instance, at the end of this episode, you'll be given options on how you want to answer the challenge or question by selecting to listen to the perspective of some provided characters. The options will include a brief info of the character to help you decide which direction you want your experience to take in the story. Kind of like choose your own adventure, but in podcast format. To make it even more interesting, we'll also explore Philippine true crime stories that bear an eerie similarity to our featured horror movie while asking the question, what if the circumstances in this movie happened in the Philippines? Who knows, maybe we'll inspire some local filmmakers to make their own movie interpretation. So, are you ready to get spooky and celebrate a COVID Halloween with The Last 24 Hours? Because our season 3 opener is a scream.
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Who is this?
You tell me your name, I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What's that noise?
Popcorn.
You're making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn at the movies.
Well, I'm getting ready to watch a video.
Really? What?
Oh, just some scary movie.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favorite scary movie?
From the moment Drew Barrymore appeared on screen and picked up that call, we knew we were in for a horror movie experience unlike any other. Straight after the title sequence, Wes Craven's 1996 cult classic Scream took us from 0 to 100 with a perverse game of horror movie trivia that ended in the evisceration of what we all thought was a major character. Like shit, this movie came to play. Unsurprisingly, the movie made a killing at the box office, pun totally intended, and has been credited for resurrecting the flagging horror movie genre during the 90s, a time when most horror films go straight to video. Heavily influenced by horror classics like Halloween, Friday the 13th, and Nightmare on Elm Street, Scream took the meta approach to the slasher genre, simultaneously pointing out horror cliches while playfully subverting typical psycho killer on the loose tropes.
Tatum, just get in the car.
Hello, Sydney.
Hi. Who is this?
You tell me.
Well, I have no idea.
Scary night, isn't it? With the murders and all, it's like right out of a horror movie or something.
It does this while telling the story of several high schoolers in a fictitious California town of Woodsboro as they are terrorized by an unknown brutal killer and centers on the character of Sidney Prescott, who is played by Neve Campbell. I won't go any deeper into the movie plot if you haven't seen Just Gem already, because really, you should have seen this movie by now. And if you haven't, stop listening right now and go see it. Then, of course, come back and listen to this podcast. Anyhow, needless to say, after killing Drew Barrymore's character and her boyfriend, the knife-wielding psycho in a Halloween costume goes through the rest of the characters with enthusiastic violence, resulting in a gruesome bloodbath that thrilled and terrified till the very end. The killer, called Ghostface, is sadistic, merciless, and creative with his killing methods. He is also inspired by the work of a real-life murderer, Danny Rowling, otherwise known as the Gainesville Ripper. In March 1994, then-aspiring screenwriter Kevin Williamson developed the film and the character Ghostface after he saw a news report about a series of grisly murders at the University of Florida in Gainesville. When he heard that the killer managed to gain access to his victims through open windows or unlocked doors, he noticed an open window in his apartment and was so spooked, it inspired him to draft an 18-page script treatment about a young woman who is alone in a house and taunted over the phone before being attacked by a masked killer. Struggling to pay his bills, Williamson developed it into a full script and called it Scary Movie, hoping he'll make a quick sale so he can meet his urgent financial needs. He then took the script to his agent to put out for sale, but was initially warned that the level of violence and gore in his script would make it impossible to sell. But by June of 1995, the script became the subject of a significant bidding war among established studios that included Paramount and Universal Pictures. It was eventually acquired by Dimension Films, then a part of Miramax, where now disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein decided to rename the movie Scream. The rest, they say, is movie magic history. In 1990, the man who inspired the creation of Scream, Danny Rowling, was about to make a deadly history of his own. He was on his way to becoming the Gainesville Ripper. He arrived in Gainesville in the fall of 1990, and set up camp in a wooded area behind the University of Florida. His tent was flimsy and cramped, but Rowling didn't mind. He has lived like this many times before, mostly in his youth when he would run away from home, more specifically, when his abusive father got into one of his moods. A decorated Korean veteran and police lieutenant in Shreveport, Louisiana, Danny Rowling's father was reportedly verbally and physically abusive, temperamental, and controlling. Relatives claim that he had a hair-trigger temper and would beat the hell out of his wife and kids. It was during these camping escapes that Rowling began engaging in petty theft and voyeurism. In the early 70s, Rowling lived a relatively uneventful life. After getting kicked out of the military for drug possession, he became active in his local church and married a woman named Mather Halko, with whom he had a daughter. But this quiet phase would be short-lived. Eventually, Rowling subjected his family to the same cruelty he suffered at the hands of his father, leading his wife to file for divorce. This is when Rowling gave in to his demons with deadly, freewheeling abandon. By the 80s, he was in and out of jail in Alabama and Mississippi and would occupy his time in between prison stints with travel while engaging in more theft and occasionally forcing himself on women. A CNN report revealed that during this time, Lucifer told him to claim 8 souls, one for every year he'd done in prison. By November of 1989, he started to act on that diabolical promise. While in Louisiana, Rowling broke into the home of 24-year-old Julie Grissom, who at the time was preparing dinner for her father, William, and her son, Sean. He stabbed all 3 to death and raped Julie. Forensic report would later reveal that Julie had bite marks on her body She was also posed. All of her clothes had been taken off, and Rowling lay her on her back with her feet on the floor and her hair fanned out. Later, it was also learned that Rowling had cleaned her body with vinegar. Rowling's practice of posing his female victims would later turn into his depraved trademark, but it would be years before the authorities would figure out his cruel handiwork in Louisiana. Danny Rowling was just getting started, and he owes 5 more souls to the devil. As for you, this is when you get to decide how you want to proceed in our exploration into the transformation of Danny Rowling to the Gainesville Ripper. This is your challenge. Survive Danny Rowling's reign of terror at the University of Florida by picking the journey of one of 3 real-life characters. Will your character pick live to tell the tale, or will they be one of the souls he's promised to murder for Lucifer? Will you choose Krista Hoyt, an 18-year-old student of the Santa Fe Community College, Manny Taboda, 23-year-old former high school football player and student at the University of Florida, or Sandra London, a 43-year-old serial killer fanatic, true crime author, and freelance writer? Listen to their separate stories in the following 3 episodes and find out if you've made the right choice. You can also listen to all 3 stories to get a fuller experience of how their shocking true story unfolded. So place yourselves now in this time and place. Imagine arriving in Gainesville, Florida, during a gorgeous fall day, late August of 1990, when, along with excited, hopeful students from all over the United States, a 36-year-old madman has slipped into town with the intention to kill and sow terror among the unsuspecting student body. You have just listened to part 1 of a special Halloween season of the Last 24 Hours podcast on horror movies inspired by true crime, Scream and the Gainesville Ripper. Choose how you want to continue the podcast by listening to either part 2, Krista Hoyt's story, part 3, Manuel Taboda's story, or part 4, Sandra London's story.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.